11:14, 11:17. The reality is that those were difficult years in which the Reconquista in the lands of Don Alfonso I slowed down, especially when the arguments between Urraca and Alfonso continued to worsen, when the battler learned that the queen had intimate personal relations with Don Pedro de Lara. He decided to repudiate her. Finally, the marriage was definitely broken, and with it, their kingdoms were also separated. The union of the Christian territories of Hispania would have to wait again. However, peace still took some time to spread, because not everyone in Leon and Castile wanted Urraca as queen, and many Castilian and Leonese noblemen remained loyal to Don Alfonso. Apart from feeling great respect and admiration for him, they considered him the only one capable of keeping the Almoravids at bay in the south, where they had recovered several places. But there were others who tried to shame the figure of the king, attacking his only weak point, his lack of offspring. The situation again caused conflicts between the already separated Urraca and Alfonso, who finally agreed to sign a truce of 3 years. With this truce, Alfonso was able to concentrate again on the reconquest of Christian territories and to fully exercise his responsibilities as monarch of Aragon and Pamplona. For example, he granted the Fuero of Belorado, the oldest in Hispania, for the celebration of a livestock fair, which is still standing today. He ordered the construction of the monastery of San Pedro el Viejo in Huesca, and devoted himself to seeking alliances to try to reconquer Zaragoza, his great goal.